Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Ecuador death toll now up to 350. Just before daybreak in Ecuador, where rescue workers utilized giant earth-moving machinery to clear away debris in order to find more survivors in the 7.8 magnitude earthquake. The death toll from the massive quake has now risen to 350. A rescue worker cries out, "Is there anybody in there? Make noise if you can hear us." This is geophysicist Jessica Turner with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It was right off the coast of Ecuador, so being a large magnitude near a populated area and also being of shallow depth, meaning it was close to the surface, caused all the damage and fatalities that we are seeing with this earthquake.
Meanwhile, across the Pacific, two earthquakes on Japan's Kyushu Island has left at least 42 dead. A collection of Syrian rebel groups said today that they were launching a battle in response to pro-government violations of a cessation of hostilities agreement that has been in place since late February. In the meantime, in Switzerland, United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, greeting Chinese Special Envoy Zhi Xiaoyan. This is Mr. Xiaoyan.
I said to Mr. de Mistura, on different occasions, to me, diplomacy is the art of making compromises. So during the discussions and the negotiations, all parties will have to consider the requests from the other side and try to reach consensus so a solution can be found.
This